EPR/EPOV, Evaporator Pressure Regulator Valves. What an evaporator pressure regulator EPR/EPOV does. Holding a higher, warmer evaporator pressure on selected fixtures sharing a common suction so several different case temperatures can run off one suction group. How to identify and adjust one, and how a stuck EPR shows up as a warm or freezing case. From the Launch My HVAC Knowledge Base. What it is, an evaporator pressure regulator, EPR. Sometimes EPOV, and on some equipment you'll hear it called a holdback valve or by trade names like ARIT, sits in the suction line leaving one evaporator and keeps that evaporator's pressure from dropping below a set point. It throttles the suction line so the coil upstream of it floats at a higher warmer pressure than the common suction header downstream. Here's the problem it solves. On a rack or a multi-fixture system, several evaporators share one suction header, and the compressor pulls that header down to whatever the coldest fixture needs, say, a low 20s degrees saturated suction for the meat case, but the produce case on that same header wants to run warmer so the produce doesn't freeze. If produce saw the same low pressure, its coil would run too cold. The EPR on the produce case suction line holds that coil up at a warmer pressure, while letting the header sit low for the colder fixtures. One suction group, multiple case temperatures. How it works. An EPVAR is an inlet pressure controlled regulator. It senses the pressure on its upstream evaporator side, and modulates to maintain that pressure at its setting. When the evaporator pressure is at or below set point, the valve throttles closed restricts flow to the header to keep the coil from dropping further. When evaporator pressure rises above set point, the case is warming, the coil is loading up, the valve opens more to let vapor flow to the header and pull the coil back down. The key idea, an EPR regulates the evaporator it's on, by sensing its own inlet pressure, independent of what the downstream header is doing. The header can swing as compressors stage. The EPR keeps its coils floor where you set it. That's different from a CPR crankcase pressure regulator, which protects the compressor by limiting outlet downstream pressure during high load startup so the motor doesn't overload. Same family of mechanical regulators, opposite job and opposite sensing port. Don't confuse them. EPRs come as straight mechanical spring and diaphragm you adjust with a wrench or as electric step motor versions driven by a case controller, which can also pull the case into defrost by closing, and modulate far more precisely than a fixed spring. On modern electronic rack systems, the EPR is often a stepper valve commanded by the controller. In the field, find it in the suction line of a warmer fixture S. It's downstream of the evaporator, upstream of where that line ties into the common suction header. Mechanical ones have an adjustment stem under a cap. Confirm the case is actually controlled by an EPR before you adjust anything. Not every fixture has one, only the ones that need to run warmer than the header. Measure the evaporator pressure upstream of the EPR, convert to saturated temperature for the refrigerant, and compare to what that fixture should hold. That upstream pressure is what the EPR is regulating. Adjust slowly. Turning the stem changes the held pressure, and thus the coil temperature. Make small changes. Give the case time to settle and watch product temperature, not just gauge pressure. Note the turn direction defect for the specific valve, it's marked on most. On electric EPRs, you don't wrench them. You check the controller's commanded position and target, the stepper drive, and the wiring. A stuck stepper reads as a case that won't hold temp, or won't come out of or go into defrost. Normal values and targets. Evaporator pressure held by the EPR corresponds to the case's target saturated suction temperature. A medium temp produce or deli case might be held, so its coil saturates in the mid to upper 20s degrees, while the colder fixtures on the same header sit lower. The header downstream pressure is set by the rack control for the coldest fixture on the group. The EPR's whole reason to exist is that its case needs a warmer floor than that. Pressure drop across the EPR varies with how much it's throttling. More throttle when the header is well below the case's needed pressure. Defrost interaction electric EPR. The controller may drive the EPR fully closed to isolate the coil for off-cycle slash defrost, then reopen to resume cooling. Representative, the exact held pressure follows the product, the refrigerant, and the case spec. Always set to product temperature, not a generic number. Common faults and what they mean. Case too cold slash product freezing on a fixture that should be warmer. EPR set too low or stuck open, so the coil follows the cold header down instead of being held up. The holdback isn't holding back. Case too warm, can't pull down, while the rest of the group is fine. EPR set too high or stuck throttled slash closed, choking suction flow off that coil so it can't reject enough heat. Also check the case's own TXV, fans, and defrost before condemning the EPR. Case temperature hunting slash swinging. EPR hunting worn seat. Contamination. an oversized slash mismatched valve or, on electric versions, a stepper slash controller fault. Whole group affected, not just the APR case. That's not the APR. IPRs only regulate their own evaporator. A problem hitting multiple fixtures is the header, the rack, or the condenser. Electric EPR won't move, stepper motor, drive board output, wiring, or a controller configuration problem. The valve sits wherever it's stalled and the case won't track its target. Tech tips and gotchas. EPR senses inlet evaporator pressure. CPR senses outlet compressor pressure. Putting the wrong valve in or reading the wrong port gives you backwards behavior. EPR protects case temperature. CPR protects the compressor motor on startup. Know which one you're looking at. An EPR can only make a case warmer than the header, never colder. If a case can't get cold enough, the EPR isn't the bottleneck. The header pressure, the TXV, charge, airflow, or defrost is. The EPR's only trick is holding pressure up, set to product temperature, then leave it time to settle. Cases have thermal mass. Chasing the gauge with fast adjustments makes you overshoot. Small turn, wait, reread product temp. One warm/cold case on an otherwise healthy group points right at that fixture's EPR/TXV/defrost. Don't go to the rack for a single misbehaving fixture. Mechanical EPRs drift and the seat wears. A valve that held fine for years can start hunting or leaking by. If the setting won't hold or the case won't stabilize, suspect the valve itself, not just the adjustment. On electronic rack systems, the EPR is usually a stepper the controller commands. Diagnose it as a controlled output target vs actual position, drive signal, wiring, not as a spring you can wrench. Safety/code notes. EPRs sit in the suction line carrying refrigerant. Any valve replacement is a refrigerant job under APA Section 608. Recover. Don't vent. Suction lines run cold. Service valves and adapters can frostbite bare skin. Protect yourself. On electric EPRs, the case controller and stepper circuits are live low voltage controls. Verify before working in the panel, and don't force a stepper valve mechanically. Never feel defeat a pressure regulator to make a case work. A stuck regulator that's been jumpered around can freeze product or overload a compressor, fix or replace the valve.